God. It's good to be saved, good to be in the Lord's house, and we appreciate the goodness of God.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you, Pastor, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And they was aggravating me coming in the door about my jacket, my tie, and I told them I had different outfits for different churches. Amen. And your song leader ripped my tag off, and your pastor took the label off. And I plan to take this one back, but I guess I'm stuck with it. Amen. But God is good and God is great. The Bible said he's greatly to be praised. I'm glad to be a child of the King. Amen. And how many's ever had one of those days? Amen. We've all had one of them days, and I was having one of them days the other day. And I got down on my knees to pray, and my phone went off, and it was your pastor. And I preach all over the country, but God's got certain honey holes that I like to get in. And I was needing a honey hole to come to tonight. And I'm thankful we serve a divine God. It's got a divine purpose and a divine calling. And I'm just glad to be a part of the family of God. Amen. God is good and God is great. And he is real. God sits on his throne tonight. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. And has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God? He's declared the end from the beginning. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what a joy it is tonight to be a part of the family of God. Ask you to stand on your feet tonight for the reading of God's word. And as soon as my phone text and I read it, God put this verse on my heart. And this is where we'll preach tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 18. Jeremiah chapter number 18. And we'll read a few verses tonight and bring to you a simple thought that God has put upon our heart.
Yes.
Amen. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jeremiah chapter number 18. I better put my reading glasses on. I'm going blind. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18, and we'll pick up reading in verse number 1. The Bible said this, the word which came to Jeremiah. Notice that tonight, the word came to Jeremiah. I'm glad that it's a living word. Amen. And that little verb came, put action to it. And it came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will what? Cause thee to hear my word. I'm glad I serve a God tonight that still causes things to happen. Amen. Glory to God. Then the Bible said that he went down to the potter's house. Notice the direction. Two times he said he went down. God's direction is not always on the up and up. Somebody said, if you ain't headed up, you're headed in the wrong direction. You might have took that out of context. Amen. Sometimes God's direction will send you down. Amen. Bible said to go down to the potter's house. And he said, glory to God. He said, behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. Glory to God. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred where? Where was it at? In the hand, glory to God, of that of the potter. And the Bible said so, he made it again. Amen? If I'm reading this correctly, he didn't make it one time, but he made it again, glory to God. I'm glad I serve a God, and not only a first chance, a second chance, a third chance, but he's a God that can do it again and again and again, glory to God. Bible said he marred it again in the hands of the potter. So made he again another vessel. That seemed good to who? Not you. Not me. Not association. Not a particular church. Not a particular preacher. But it seemed good to the potter. Glory to God. How to make it. Amen. I'll ask you, Pastor, tonight, if he would, that's the blessing on the reading of God's word.
Thank God. you'd open up her ears. I pray open up her mind. I pray open up her mind.
Dear gracious, kind Heavenly Father, oh Lord God. Your reverence tonight unto that of the reading of God's word. And if I had a thought tonight, glory to God, it simply be on this. May I introduce you to the potter. Amen. May I introduce you tonight. Thank God to that of the potter. We come to this text tonight. We find this great man by the name of Jeremiah. And might I say this tonight? Jeremiah was a man of God. Glory to God, Fred. How do you remember when he was down in that pit and the king summoned 31 men to lift him up? Glory to God at that pit. And when the nation of Israel was on the verge of judgment, God sent Jeremiah and he said, glory to God, seek ye out the old path. Where is the good way that ye may find rest for your soul? See, might I say this tonight? This was a dark hour and a dark day. And the dark clouds of God's judgment was on the nation of Israel. But I come to learn this. In the darkest hour, God's always had a man. Amen. Glory to God, Daddy, to bring a message of hope and deliverance. Amen. See tonight, you look across America, and I believe tonight it's darker than it's ever been. I mean, I've never seen sin like we're seeing it tonight. I never thought I'd see the day, friend, that we're seeing right now. And I believe tonight that God's judgment is on the horizon. I don't believe tonight it can get any darker. Amen. Oh, but I'm telling you what. What America needs tonight is not somebody to tell them what's wrong, but somebody, glory to God, that'll bring a message of hope, glory to God. How might I say this tonight? The blood of Jesus Christ is still real. And God's word is still holy. And God's still on his throne. Thank God tonight. We need a message of hope tonight. God sent in Jeremiah in a downward direction. And he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. Somebody said, well, what's so special about the potter? Well, I'm glad you asked, amen. There's four or five things that I'm going to give you tonight. Then I'm going back to God's country, amen. If you was to look tonight at the potter's house, there's something significant about his house tonight. I see in the Old Testament days,
of those of like occupations, they usually were together, amen. So the tanners of the city in that day lived on the outskirts of town. And glory to God, Daddy, the shepherds lived on the outskirts of town. And they say so was the potter, that he lived on the outskirts of Jerusalem, amen. And if you study your Bible, they call that, Daddy, the Valley of Hinnom. And if you was to study that, that's the same place that a lot of Old Testament kings, they even offered sacrifices of little children there in the Valley of Hinnom. You know what that place was? It was the city dump. Anything that you didn't want, they take it down to the Valley of Hinnom. If you had trash, you'd find it in the Valley of Hinnom. The refuge of the city, they take it down to the Valley of Hinnom. I mean the obscure and the things that have brought no attention to the world. They would bury it, Daddy, in the Valley of Hinnom. And somebody said, well, what's so special about that? Glad you asked. I mount dead animals. So I'm an expert at making dead things look alive. I tried it with the church, but it don't work. But I order my clay from all over the world, and I can have it in 3 days. Amen. Hey. What's so special about this Valley of Hinnom where the potter's house was at? You know where, Daddy, some of the best clay in the world comes from? Somebody help me. There in the Valley of Hinnom where they continually burn the refuge of the city. Glory to God. On the outskirts of that valley, they say the best clay in the world exists, glory to God.
Hey.
Amen.
Right, God.
You know where the potter found you?
Right.
Just a heartbeat and a breath away from hell. But thank God he came to where you was at and dug you up and plucked you from the floor tonight.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. You know what we are? We're just brands, Daddy, plucked from the far. And thank God he found me. That night as a 9-year-old boy on the outskirts of hell, just a heartbeat and a breath away from eternity. Thank God the potter came by and plucked me, glory to God. From the far, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I met him. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I've been to Calvary and washed in the blood of the Lamb tonight. I'm about to have a meltdown up here. The house of the potter. Special place. The location. The best clay in the world comes from the Valley of Hinnom. And then there's the hut of the potter. See, I never read anywhere where the clay ever hunted the potter. But the potter came looking for the clay. Amen. You study your Bible. The shepherd came looking for the sheep. Thank God the Father loves his children. I'm telling you what, tonight, they still want him business that digs his own clay. Somebody help me. Glory to God. They say them good potters, they know where to find it. Hallelujah, glory to God. They ain't got to look for days or months, but they've been there and done that. And they know where to find it, Daddy. said they'll go down there in those dark places where the sun don't shine. And they got that little pick and that shovel, glory to God. And they reached down and see, look up here. How the clay is bound by its environment. It lives where it's naturally born. Somebody help this preacher. It's entangled by the roots and elements of this world. Hey, you know what I mean? You do. We'd make a mess of it. But a good potter, he'll take his time, get down on his knees, and get that shovel and that pick out, and go to picking and prodding and breaking loose. Glory to God, how the hold that this old world has on it, glory to God.
Praise God.
Amen.
That's right.
Some of you looking at me funny.
That's right.
Bound by its natural environment. Amen. You remember the night the potter come to where you was at? Born in your natural environment. Cursed out of spending eternity in hell. Chained by this old world. But thank God the precision of the potter. He knew what strings to pull. He knew what roots had to tear loose. He knew where to come, where to stick his hand and reach down in the horrible pit and miry clay and pick you up and set your feet on a solid rock.
Amen.
Might have a meltdown.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's good, preacher.
And establish your goings. I remember that night the potter come to where I was at. Man that is born of woman is a few days full of trouble. There's none righteous, no, not one. For we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Destined and doomed for a hell. But thank God the potter loved me enough on that Wednesday night to come to where I was at in that dark place bound by this old world and set me free, and whom the sun sets free. Thank God they're free indeed. Hey, they still a potter tonight that hunts his own clay.
That's right.
I've been astonished by his hands and what he can do with that clay. Hallelujah. You know the first thing he does? He goes to picking out the stubble and the rocks and the elements of this world. I just one, I say one pebble at a time. Somebody said, get them down our church and we'll clean them up. You better leave them alone, glory to God. Somebody help his preacher tonight. Hey, our ways is not God's ways. The potter's in the class all by himself. He knows how to prod around in there and pick them pebbles out, glory to God. Let's have a meltdown. Said he begins to remove the elements of this world. One pebble at a time. Don't happen overnight. Amen. And you know what that potter does? He takes that clay, picks it up, and slams it on the ground. He picks it up again and slams it back on the ground. You can read in the book of Isaiah that the old potter even treaded it with his own feet. You know what he's doing? He's softening that clay up. Hey, somebody said, how many times does he throw it down? As many times as as it takes how to make it soft and pliable, glory to God. Then he starts adding a little water that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by his word. Amen. As he's softening it, Daddy, he's adding some water. Amen. Amen. It's not just a big 5-gallon bucket dumped out at one time. Anybody got a squirt bottle? They got that nozzle, those different settings on it. Put over there in spray mode. Somebody help this preacher. Just give a little spray every now and then. Hey, and he picks it back up. Slams it again. Treads it with his feet. Gives it another little dose. Glory to God Almighty. You know what your pastor was doing up there? I didn't know I was going to preach tonight. He was praying me, glory to God. Hey, softening my heart. That's what the Word of God will do to you, amen. Hey, it'll take a stony heart and a stony life, and it'll make a grown man cry, glory to God. Melt you down like a baby. Hey, I've seen God take them big 6'5", 400 pounders. With them ponytails and tattoos. Somebody help this preacher. Now I've seen them get around the water of God's word. Now I've seen them melt like a little baby and just start crying. And God get all over them, glory to God. Amen. You're begotten by the word. God's word will soften you up. The potter's softening in that clay, introducing it to the word in the water. Then he takes it like the grand master potter that he is, and he puts it on a wheel. Somebody help me. And he's got a foot pedal. And he knows how fast to spin it. And it's got a brake on it. He knows when to apply the brake. I'm glad he's in control of the speed of the wheel. Somebody help this preacher. And if it ain't centered on the wheel, it'll come off one way or the other. And as he's spinning that clay, you know what the first thing he does? Somebody said he starts to shape the outside. No, sir. He reaches down on the core and the inside of that clay, and he begins to work on the inside, and he begins to hollow it out, and he knows where he's going, and he knows what he's making. And when he feels like he's got the inside just right,
go ahead.
Daddy, he'll take his hand out, put a little water on it, then he begins to start shaping the outside. And you know what that clay begins to do? It begins to grow. And they say if it gets too big, it'll fall apart. I've seen some got too big. Somebody help me. Benny, as he's shaping the outside of that clay, he's looking for imperfections. He's looking for any stubble that was left behind. Maybe something that's sticking out that he don't like. And he begins to mold it and make it into the vessel that he would have for it to be. And they say that there's no two vessels just alike. Amen. And after he gets the vessel made, somebody said, well, it's finally over. Just begun. You know what he does? Benny, he takes that vessel, look up here, and he sets it on a shelf because it's got to go through a curing stage.
That's right.
I remember I announced my calling to preach, and I was gung-ho. I was ready. Hey, man, I thought I was ready. And for the first 5 years of my ministry, I was wondering if God ever called me or not. Don't look at me like that. You know what God was doing?
Yeah.
Curing. You know what happens when you get cured? You get a little tougher.
Sure.
You get a little harder.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes God puts us on a shelf to cure us up and to harden us. Amen. And once we've been on the shelf long enough, you know what comes next?
Yes.
The heat.
That's right.
The fire. Amen. Amen. If he puts that vessel in too soon, before it's cured and hardened up, it'll crack and fall apart. But he knows just when to apply the heat. And he's got his hand, thank God, on the thermostat. Amen. He knows when to turn it up, and he knows when to turn it down. And before he puts it in there, they've got a clear glaze that they like to rub on that vessel. And they'll rub that clay vessel down with that clear glaze, and they'll put it in the fire. And they say the true colors don't come out until it's introduced to the heat. Somebody help. Somebody help me. I'm about to have me a meltdown. Hey, look up here. How many's ever wanted to quit? These days that I wanted to quit. There'll be more days that I want to quit. But there's something down on the inside of me. God glazed me with something. God coated me with something. And he put the Holy Spirit down inside of me, glory to God. Look up here. And when the hard times come, the true colors, thank God, will come out. Amen. I've seen them mamas and daddies go down to the graveside. I've seen them cry and see them come back to church on Sunday morning, shouting and giving God praise. I've seen saints of God literally fight hell by the acre all week. I've seen them come to church on Sunday morning, shout and give God praise. Look up here. The only time you ever shout is when everything is right in your life. I would find me a place on the altar and I'd get checked up. Amen. And I'm telling you what, God's the same in the valley as he is in the mountain. He's the same in the darkness as he is in the light. God does not change tonight. And thank God, I promise you, standing somewhere in the shadows, in the midnight hour, of God Almighty will be there, glory to God. Bless his holy name. Amen. That's right. God will bring to remembrance the scriptures that you have in your heart. Puts it in there, and that clear glaze starts to show its true colors. And I'm not a scientist, but they say there's something that takes place in that fire, that sand and dirt has a compositional change.
Yes, that's true.
And it orphicizes from sand and dirt and takes upon the components of rock and stone. Somebody help this preacher. When it went in, it was like sinking sand. And Daddy, when it came out, it was more like a rock. That means it was harder, tougher, and stronger than what it was when it went in. And during that compositional change. They say that all the germs and bacteria gets burned out. It becomes purer and purer and purer. Glory to God. I'll give you this and then I'm about to go to the house. All of the heat removes all of those unwanted elements. But there's one thing that the fire cannot remove. It doesn't remove it, but it embeds it deeper in the vessel. And the last person that touched it was who? The potter. And his fingerprints is all over the vessel. They say the greatest of potters in the world said you can get a magnifying glass, go to God and get that 100-year-old vessel. Yeah. And if you look real close, you'll see his fingerprints embedded under the glaze, glory to God. You know what I'm looking at tonight? I'm looking at a bunch of vessels that's been fingerprinted by God Almighty. And God's all over you. And God's all in you tonight. Bless his holy name. Hey, you're branded. When they see us coming, they ought to know who we are. Somebody said, there comes them Jesus freaks. You got that right. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, there comes Sister Susie. You got that right. There's old Brother Joe. Been living in hard times all of his life. But he's still going up there to that same old church. You know why? Because he's been branded. Hallelujah. Glory to God Almighty. Hey, I'm about to have a meltdown. My kids used to rodeo all over the country. I thought we was going somewhere. I went and got my own brand. Started branding our own horses. We'd roll into them rodeos. I was hoping everybody would see my new brand. And nobody there knew who I was. Somebody help me. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. But thank God they's coming today. I'm going to roll into heaven. Thank God on the street of gold. Hey, I've been branded by Jesus. Been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God Jesus is my Father. And heaven's my home. And thank God I'm a child of the King tonight. Glory to God Almighty. Hey, somebody help me. What are ye? Man, if I could sing like Brother Sexton, I'd take off singing right now. You don't want to hear me sing, I'll kill the meeting. But I'd sing, I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Glory to God, than anything I know. Glad I've been branded. I'm glad I've been fingerprinted by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God I've been through the fire. And he's cleansed me, removed them impurities. And I'll tell you this much tonight, I'm pretty tough. You can ask my mom and daddy, I'm pretty tough. It takes a lot to break me. Don't look at me like that. Some of you living on Easy Street, come join the rest of us. Somebody help this preacher. Whoever told you being saved and living right was going to be easy? Whoever told you that? God help you tonight. Amen. You know what I'm looking at? Just a bunch of Southern folk. Hey, that get up every morning, go to work like the rest of us, fight hell by the acre, and have to put up with this old world. But thank God when you pillow your head at night, you know you've been branded, and you're tough. Glory to God. Let come what may, we're going to win this thing, glory to God. Amen. You ain't looking at no loser tonight. Do I look bored to you young people tonight? Do I look like I'm having a major problem or a major breakdown? I'm about to have a breakdown, a Holy Ghost breakdown, glory to God. Hallelujah! Bless His holy name tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Make you shout when you don't feel like shouting. Somebody said there wasn't nothing up there to make me shout anyhow. You ain't got no shout in you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to me like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody waiting on a preacher to make you shout or a song to make you shout.
Yeah.
Hey, as good as God's been to you, as good as God's blessed you, fall hell by the heck, you ought to stand up tonight and shout on credit, glory to God, and give God Almighty a praise tonight. I'll say this, how many preachers we got in here? Worst thing you can do is pattern yourself after somebody else.
That's right. Yes, brother.
Tell them. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Look up here. This won't cost you a dime.
Preach.
Time out.
Preach.
And take a break from my message just
Preach.
For a minute. Amen. If you're going to do something for God, don't tell everybody about it.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God burdens you to do something, you ain't got to put it on Facebook.
Right.
You ain't got to call your pastor up
yeah.
and get an okay. Amen. Thank God, get sanctified tonight. Grow up and be a mature Christian in the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
Hey, buckle down. Strap your belt on. Pull your shoes on, glory to God. And stand up to this old world and do it anyhow, glory. Do it if it hair lifts everybody.
Amen.
I say just do it. I was in a dead meeting one night. I mean, it's so dead, glory to God, you can hear the grasshoppers outside chirping. Somebody help me. I thought, I'm thinking about just shouting. The devil said, you're an idiot. Said, you are an idiot. Some of you still looking at me funny. But you know what I done? I'm just crazy enough to do it. I stood up in that dead, quiet church. Lifted my hands up towards heaven. Woo! Glory to God. And I said, it sure is a good night to be saved. Somebody said, what happened? Nothing. Glory to God Almighty. Hey! I don't shout to see what kind of reaction I get. I don't preach to get a pat on the back. I don't sing, glory to God, to see what people might say. He's been too good to me. He's branded me. He's blessed me. He's cared me. Thank God He's worthy of my praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He takes the vessel out. And he begins to look at it. The beauty of that vessel that he has molded, made, put through the fire, and his love and affection for that vessel matches no other. Look up here tonight. Some vessels are big, some vessels are small. Different shapes, different sizes, different colors. But to the potter, he loves each and every one that he put his hands on. And I learned something a long time ago. You better keep your hands off God's people. I say you better keep your hands off God's people.
That's right.
The best thing you can do is pray for them. Encourage them and love them. Because I'm telling you what, they're special in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Said that old potter,
If he made a vessel 30 years ago and it got brought in, he could tell you when the day he made it. Remembers just exactly how he put his hands on it and said he was a master at fixing the breaks and the areas of imperfections in a vessel that he's made. Look up here. See, a good potter can take that broken vessel, and when he gets done with it, yeah, that church crowd will remember that it's broken.
Go ahead.
But to the average eye, you can't see it.
Thank God.
You can only remember. It's a reflection of all you can remember about it. God Almighty. Go, I'm about to have a meltdown. God can take that leaky, marred, broken vessel, make it over again. I say make it over again and again. Make it brand new. Hey, put it on dress discipline. I'll tell you this much. When God puts his power on something, you can't deny it, glory to God. You better leave it alone. It's God's tonight, amen. You know what you're looking at tonight? You're looking at a recapped vessel. Now, some of you might not have ever been broke or leaky, but I've been that and a whole lot more. Somebody help this preacher now. I've been recapped, rejuvenated, revived, and restored, glory to God. Time and time again. And I'm reminded tonight, I read a parable many years ago of an old farmer. And the old farmer lived on a hill. And he had to go to the bottom, mama, to draw his water. And he had two earthen vessels. He had one tied on one side of the stick and one tied on the other side of the stick. And he would carry it on his shoulder like this. He'd walk down to the bottom of the hill to the creek. He'd fill both of them pots up. He'd walk back up to his house, wash his clothes, water the livestock, water the garden, use it for whatever he needed to use it for. One day, as he's got to the top of the hill, the old vessel on the left said, Master, said, I sure wished I was like that other vessel on the other side of the stick. Said, he looks brand new. He don't leak no water. Got no blemishes, got no cracks. Because time the farmer got back up the top of the hill, that old broken leaky vessel was about half full. Somebody help me. Go with God. Hey, I said half full. Not full, just half full. That other vessel plumb to the top, running over. That old broken leaky vessel on the other side just half full. Been there and done that. Go to God. That old farmer said, don't you worry none about that. He said, look back down the hillside. He said, well, I just want to thank you for all the beauty and the joy that you brought me all these years. Because down the hillside, on the side he always carried that old leaky vessel back up, was a row of flowers like you ain't never seen before. I come to tell you tonight, glory to God, some of you might be broke, some of you might be leaky, glory to God, but just look around. The flowers still blooming, and God still finds beauty in you tonight. Glory to God Almighty. Stand your feet. I can't take no more, and you can't either. Come to the pen, a song leader, whoever. Give a verse of invitation. Have thine own way, Lord. I'd like for you to sing that tonight. Every head bowed, nobody looking around. Most important part of the service tonight, thank God maybe you just want to come, find you a place on the altar, and say, Lord, I just want to thank you for the times that you put me on the wheel. Thank you, Lord, for the times that you put me through the fire. Thank you, Lord, for curing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me harder. Thank you, Lord, for making me stronger. Maybe you're here tonight under the sound of my voice.
and you're like a lot of the rest of us, you got an old leaky vessel marred over by this old world. Maybe you're broke tonight. Maybe you think you're washed up. God can't use you no more. I want to encourage you to come. Find you a place on the altar. Let the potter make you fresh and new again. Let him revive you tonight. God bless your heart, honey. Go ahead and begin singing.